Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is off today, but we have a special guest, and I'm so excited. We are welcoming today AmeriCorps member Aslan Grisham, who is working in our marketing department. So welcome, Aslan.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon.
You are so welcome. Welcome for us having you. We're so excited for you to be here because you are starting on your second term as an AmeriCorps employee. And last week, we actually spoke with Trina, who's in charge of our AmeriCorps program, AmeriCorps Appalachia Cares. And that is a program where nonprofits can actually recruit folks like you who maybe are coming out of school and need some real world experience to work for their agencies for low to very low cost to that agency. So how did you get involved in AmeriCorps?
Well, funny enough, my mother actually started out as an AmeriCorps member at Clinch Powell. She ultimately came on as a full-time employee, and that was, you know, she's been working at Clinch Powell for as long as I can remember. So I essentially grew up in the office. I grew up around, you know, Lindy and everybody, and I absolutely loved it there. And I had decided that I wanted to work for Clinch Powell when Lindy actually offered me the position because she had grown up, you know, watching me. She knew that I was always a creative and that I was always into that kind of stuff. When she found out that I was going into graphic design, she kind of
said, hey, we could use somebody in marketing.
Absolutely. And I joined AmeriCorps right out of college. I mean, like, I had my interview probably about a week before my graduation, and then I was done, and then I was on as an AmeriCorps member.
So what is it that you want to do? What is Aslan's end game? If you could design any career, what would it be?
Well, I definitely want to utilize my diploma. I definitely want to be a creative. I want to stay in the marketing field. And whether or not I stay or I go, Clinch Powell has been a huge supporter. And
yeah, because you deal with our social medias, and that's something for an organization to have somebody that understands social media. That's huge, first of all, and it's a huge expense. So being able to take somebody who's out of school with a graphic design degree, it's like, Mom, how can we utilize this to the best possible way? And it was kind of just a match made in heaven then.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, first of all, you can't beat the commute. I mean, I live right there in Rutledge.
You live in tripping like,
yep.
Form, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I know the office very well. I know the people very well. I knew that I loved what Clinch Powell did, and that I would be very, if I went on to work with them, I would be very passionate about it, because mm-hmm. I mean, Clinch Powell does such an amazing things, and I love the idea of spreading the word about it, of getting people involved and getting people to hear Clinch Powell's beautiful message.
And that message, of course, is we strive to take care of people and our communities and our world. I mean, that's really what Clinch Powell is all about, you know, conservation and helping folks that maybe need some home repairs, or maybe you've had some credit issues or some income issues and you just need some help. There's so many scam artists out there that are ready to prey on somebody who maybe is struggling financially with a quick fix. But instead, Clinch Powell, you know, we offer free HUD certified housing counselors to work with you to truly help change your life. And you know, people say, oh, well, they're going to fix my credit. No, they're not going to fix your credit. What Clinch Powell's HUD certified housing counseling team does is they work with you, look at your budget. They're that third person, they're that third party, disinterested third party to be able to say, okay, so here's maybe this and this. So what does that mean to you?
Right.
And then you actually take control. But it's having that accountability partner that is such a vital piece of the counseling process, because, you know, if you just do something for somebody, they're just going to keep going back to where they were, right?
Right,
you
right.
Know, can't do that. So I love that you're so passionate about Clinch Powell's mission, because we really are a mission, just like, you know, any nonprofit. You become a nonprofit because you see a need and you want to fill a hole in that. So for us as an agency to have a young person like Aslan, who has this amazing creative ability, I mean, she can draw, she can paint, she does social media, all of these things. For folks like me who are in my 50s, you know, that's not, I, you know, when I grew up, I think in high school, there was a computer lab, you know, and back then it was like a Macintosh computer that was like a big clunky thing, and they would print out happy birthday messages, but it was like, it was dot matrix, so it was like one page would be the H and one page would be the A and the other, I mean, it was just like ridiculous, right? That was the extent of our computer education,
right,
for folks that are my age. But for someone like Aslan, you grew up in the tech age.
Yes, yes, right? I did.
So some of the cool things that Aslan has been able to do for our agency is to change our social media profile,
mm-hmm,
and to enhance it in really unique and fun ways.
Right, right.
So if you get a chance, I encourage you to head to our Facebook page or our Instagram. What are those handles?
It's Clinch Pal on both Facebook and Instagram. It's Clinch Pal RC&D on Instagram and Clinch Pal on Facebook.
So you go on there and you're going to see Aslan's reels.
Yes.
Now, first of all, for someone like me who knows enough about social media to be dangerous, but not a whole lot more, what is a reel?
A reel is what's called short form content, and it is, as of right now, the best and most effective way of truly spreading the word or really getting engagement and bringing new people into your profile. They are very diverse in what the content of the reel could be. It could be, I do talking head videos, but I also do cute little trendy, sort of fast paced, meme-esque videos as well, and those that both are so fun to make, and it's such a fun experience. And reels are just basically, it's a great way to engage really anybody, because I mean, you would imagine Instagram as a place for people my age, but really, I mean, my mom uses it. People at my church uses it. They love.
I'm now on Instagram.
Oh, awesome!
Just because I wanted to see all your reels, I am on Instagram.
But I'm always seeing people of different ages, like scrolling through the reel page just to see. You know, people absolutely love it, and it's such an effective way to really get your message out there to anybody of any age.
It's basically a free marketing tool.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because you're creating little commercials.
Oh, absolutely.
Is what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're highly focused,
mm-hmm,
and they're quick hits. So a normal reel would be about how long?
I like to keep my reels anywhere from, well, I have reels anywhere from 15 all the way up to a minute, but I like to keep them
15 seconds.
Yeah.
She meant 15 seconds, yeah, to a minute. That's amazing.
Yeah, 15 seconds all the way up to a minute. I like to keep them in that 30 to 45 second range. That's where I like to keep my reels.
Which is good, because if we start thinking about how we consume social media, you know, maybe I'm just scrolling through my Facebook feed. I'm scrolling, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be something that's going to be really compelling,
yeah,
in order for me to be drawn in. You know, whether it's the woman who does the aggressive cooking tutorials, which are hysterical, or Aslan, and one of my favorite reels that you did, Aslan, so I'm going to give you a little shout out, was you went to a skate park.
I did.
And you did like a whole skate thing. And then you also did the water. I call it the waterboarding,
yes,
reel. So tell us a little bit about what the waterboarding reel was, because I think it's genius, how you came about it, and what you were hoping to get clear with it.
Okay, so that is what's known as the marketing core trend. It is, people use it for marketing, but they also just use it as a funny, like any sort of content creator, as funny transitions, essentially. You know, you clip together certain viral videos, maybe over somebody falling or the ride that was splashing water towards the camera, and then it transitions to you, and then you're pretty much, yes, it's free game at that point of whatever you want to say. I knew that I wanted to incorporate that trend into our social medias because I had, you know, it's all about content research. You know, it's all about seeing what people are doing and bringing that back to your business or your agency.
So this was a water ride.
It was.
Like one of those log ride things.
Yeah, the log rides.
And so the people are riding on the log ride,
mm-hmm,
and then all of a sudden it cuts to you getting splashed.
Yes.
And then you gave the message,
which was, you know, don't drown yourself in debt. We have a free financial coaching program that will help you heal your pockets.
It's that simple.
It really is.
But it was so cute and it was quick. It was a quick hit. But from an agency standpoint, looking at that, it was like so many people watched it.
Yes, yes, it was. It did do very well. And let me tell you, my coworkers were very excited to film that reel with me
because they splashed water on you.
Yes, yes, my coworkers were the ones that splashed water on me. There was someone behind the camera giving me the mic, and then there were some that were just simply watching because they wanted to see it. And I really did enjoy them getting involved because that was very fun, and they had fun, and I had fun, and it was a win all around.
And then the skateboarding one. Tell us about that. Take us through it.
Okay, so the skateboarding one, I knew I wanted to incorporate skating to some aspect because I myself am a skater, and I hadn't really seen one that involved skating in any way, but so I was kind of just surfing through the internet trying to find various different skating fails or where people fall or something like that, because I knew I could turn that into a pretty good transition. I had gone to Frank Lorino State Park on an 80 degree weather day, and that was a metal ramp that I fell onto. It was very, very hot. That entire it took,
basically wiped out.
Yeah, I wiped out. I had wiped out. It kind of showed this woman kind of skating up to a ramp, throwing herself on it. Then I threw myself on it, and I had explained, don't let the opportunity skate you by. You know, you want to own a home, but you keep hitting a wall. Just various different puns like that. I love puns. I love coming up with them. I love using them, and people love them too. So just to kind of bring that back to our business, you can really take pretty much anything and bring it back to your message in some way. You know, you just kind of have to have that. You know, how can I use this? How can this come back to us? What can this say about Clinch Pal, essentially?
And it's kind of a blank canvas.
It is. And it's so fun to be able to work with just the most random videos and the most random memes and trends and content and music, and be able to bring that back to Clinch Pal's message in such a fun, creative way, to really bring it, brings in a much newer audience. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, just, I, you know, the talking head videos are great, but they're great for conveying information, but they can get a little stale if that's all you're doing. You want to mix it up a little bit. You want to spice it up a little bit. So that's kind of why I incorporated those reels. It's also, you know, following trends will increase engagement. It will push your videos. It's really, really good for your social media in general.
Now, you mentioned something to me yesterday. You were saying something demurred, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Yes.
So explain that first. Say what was those words of something?
So there is this trend going around on TikTok right now, actually, this demure trend. Anybody under the age of 25, I'm sure, will know what I'm talking about. This word is everywhere. And it started out with a video about how, you know, there's this woman and she was like, you know, see how I do my makeup? I don't do like anything crazy, no bold colors, very demure, very classy, very cutesy. And I had this idea of bringing that back to Clinch Pal, like, you know, because, you know, you see how I have this airtight budget plan, how I have control of my money, how I know what I'm spending and I know where it's going. Very cutesy, very demure, very mindful.
So Aslan says this to me yesterday, and I'm like, okay, I hear you. However, someone like me, who is not on TikTok, and apparently I need to be, but I'm not on TikTok, I had no idea. So there's like this fine line, right? So then last night, true story, last night I was up at like, well, I guess it would be this morning because I was up at like 2. So in my insomnia, I'm scrolling and I'm reading news, and there was literally an article in the New York Post about this viral thing.
Yes.
And I laughed to myself. I'm like, and here I shut her down. because apparently everybody, but I do think that it's an important thing to remember when you're talking about social media, because what's common for you is not necessarily going to resonate with everybody.
Absolutely.
So there's a fine line, right? There's got to be a balance there.
Yes, yes. And that is, it's very difficult finding that balance because one of the things that I was brought on to do was to engage younger audiences with me being the age that I am, but I also don't want to isolate anybody else that we also provide services to. So to kind of find that balance on social media to where I can, you know, make videos to make the youngins like me laugh, but also not completely confuse anybody else that might not know what on earth I'm talking
right.
about. It's difficult, but a hard part about it is it can be difficult. It's a challenge for sure.
We're talking to Aslyn Grisham. She is an AmeriCorps member working in the marketing department with Clinch Powell. We're going to talk to her more in just a moment. We'll take a short break. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home, but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 2403630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is off this week. We are welcoming Aslyn Grisham. She is right out of school. She's an AmeriCorps member getting ready to start her second term serving through AmeriCorps Appalachia Cares, our AmeriCorps program with Clinch Powell. And that means that you are kind of sort of an employee in a weird way, but you are working in our marketing department. So tell us a little bit about your AmeriCorps experience.
Yes. So I am not an employee, no. And I am not, the way it was described to me,
you're like
was,
a cousin.
Yeah, sort of. I'm somewhere in between an employee and a paid intern, because mm-hmm. it's not really a paid internship, but it's not employment either. I do not work there. I mm-hmm. quote unquote serve there, mm-hmm. and it's its own thing. It's a very, very unique position, very, very unique. And my experience with AmeriCorps has been absolutely amazing. I love the fact that I am able to, you know, build these skills, build my resume, build my experience in the work field while also, you know, doing what I love. When I came to serve for Clinch Powell, I was right out of college. I had no idea what I was doing, of course, and it was kind of a good stepping stone for the workplace.
Because I'm assuming, you know, you're in the graphic design world. I'm assuming that they're going to want a portfolio before somebody hires you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, building that portfolio is, you know, that's something that if you're right out of college, it's so, freelance is really difficult to do because, I mean, your name's not out there. You don't have any clients, you know, you don't have any portfolio building experience or anything like that. So something like this is absolutely perfect for somebody like me who, that, you know, they're willing to take me on with the degree that I have, but I'm able to build my experience, build my portfolio and really build my future, build my
Yeah, your portfolio.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and show that this is what I've done and this is how I've increased engagement and all of those things, right? All of those sort of benchmarks.
Yes.
That an employer is going to want to see before they hire you.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's pretty cool.
It is.
Now, with AmeriCorps, do you get any benefits? What comes along with being an AmeriCorps member?
We do get a small stipend for our service here at AmeriCorps, and we also get a certain amount of money that we could use towards any sort of future education. And we can use it for, I believe, 7 years after our term. So that's if I wanted to maybe go back to school for kind of further my ability in graphic design or for something else, that is something that I could do.
So are you looking at that? What are you looking at? What does the next 3 years look like for Aslyn?
I like the idea of going back to school. I haven't and quite nailed down exactly what I want to do. I've got a couple ideas kind of being thrown around. I had considered going to school. There are places that offer courses for web design mm-hmm. specifically, and I think that would be a really amazing thing to build on to what I already know. I think that would go great with my career and my diploma.
So one of the things that I see a lot on social media is you see these content creators who are making bank.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, like, they get paid per viral video or whatever it is that they're doing. How do I get in on that? Like, how does Stace make some bank? Like, if I say, hey, I'm going to do these videos of a day in the life of Stace, not that anyone's going to pay me for this stuff, but I'm just saying. But how does that all happen? Because it's fascinating to me.
You do have the option to monetize your, if you're talking about Instagram specifically, you do have the option to monetize your account. You can do that within the app. You can also, in terms of these like bigger creators, a lot of people will receive sponsorships, whether that was because they outreach for them or they had, or these, you know, these businesses, they ask them to promote their, like, for example, if you're a fashion,
oriented. They have the unboxing.
Yeah, they have the unboxing videos, or, you know, makeup brands is a really big thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a beauty influencer, you know, a lot of makeup brands will want you to test their products and different stuff like that. That promotes their business, that promotes you as well, and they'll often pay you to do that.
See, now, I love to travel, and I'm a cruiser, so I think I could be, like, one of those people that does the whole cruise ship and gives all the tips and tricks and the hacks.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so you're telling me I can go on Instagram and I can say that I want to monetize all my stuff.
Absolutely.
So, but what if nobody watched? How do I get people to watch it?
Well, I will say this. There is no cookie cutter way of building your content. You have to, you know, it's all dependent on your audience and the people you want to reach and the people that you already have. So with our social media, I knew that I wanted to engage and the audience that I already had, but also I wanted to bring in more people. I wanted to bring in a completely different demographic that I knew needed to hear our message. And one way you can do that is you really need to nail down your niche.
Okay.
And a niche is basically, essentially, the message that you want to put out. So our niche at Clinch Pal is, well, we have a bunch because we have a lot to offer, you know, housing, financial coaching, home repair.
So if I wanted to reach millennials, if I wanted to reach 22-year-olds to 32-year-olds, let's say,
yes.
Right? That's my demo. And I say that I want them to see my message. Will Instagram focus it to them? Will it hit their stuff? Or do I have to find them?
You would essentially have to find them. There's no real way of like nailing down that specific amount of people, but you can, if you wanted to reach like those, you can use what's known as like keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say these sorts of things in your videos. Instagram will pick that up and it will push them to a more specific demographic. It's difficult to nail down something really, really, you know, it's not perfect. The algorithm isn't perfect, but it is quite impressive in that way. You know, keywords can also be used in hashtags as well as your captions and also your bio as well. So if you wanted to reach people who, let's say, like take our financial coaching, for example, a lot of people that may need financial coaching are people around my age who just don't know any of that stuff yet,
right.
Who have no experience.
First-time home buyers.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you could put, one of the first things that I did when I came on to surf for Clinch Pal is I changed our bio because... what's called search engine optimization or SEO, which you will hear all the time when it comes to social media. When somebody is searching something up, there are certain keywords they will search up that are going to match up with what you have in your bio and your captions and the things that you say in your video. So it's basically like taking advantage of the search engine to push your content to a specific group of people.
So is this like when I go on Amazon and I'm looking for rubber duckies, right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, my Facebook feed is flooded with rubber duckies for sale. Is it picking up that sort of AI, that sort of artificial intelligence? Because I mentioned, or I looked at this site over here, and so now it's going to suddenly flood me.
It is similar to that, yes. The algorithm for Instagram is very, very good at pushing you things that you have searched for in the past, because that's how they keep you engaged. That's how they keep you on the app, you know, and they want to keep you on the app. So they're going to show you things that you see that you want to see. A good way and keeping your content up is really good for that as well.
So you want to keep posting videos and
absolutely.
Keep posting reels and.
Yeah, absolutely. So because that, you know. That keeps you on the app. That keeps the Instagram wants their app to be used. The more you use the app, the more Instagram is going to reward you for it, is a good way of saying it.
So it's interesting because, you know, we at Clinch Pal think differently.
Absolutely.
I mean, we really do. And how we engage our community, really, to be a part of the mission of Clinch Pal, which is protecting our natural resources, building strong communities, building stronger families. How we do that, right, is we've got the little radio show here mm-hmm. in the Upper Cumberland. Even though we're in Rutledge, we've got that posted, the radio show posted on our website at clinchpal.net. We have a podcast. So, you know, folks that maybe can't come in and do the radio show, but they could be on a half an hour, 45-minute podcast, we've got that option as well. Again, you can listen to that online. You can find it at clinchpal.net. We've got these reels that you've created. We've got Facebook posts. We've got, you know, we've got all of these things. We've got a newsletter.
Absolutely.
So we're not trying to be all things to everybody, but we are trying to offer everybody something.
Exactly. Exactly. You definitely don't want to limit yourself when it comes to outreach and marketing. You want to be able to kind of hit as many things as you can, because not everybody is going to have Instagram, and not everybody wants to read a newsletter, and not everybody is, you know, some people may have Instagram, they don't have Facebook. Some people may have, you know, LinkedIn, they don't have Instagram. You know, you want to be able to hit as many points as you can, hit as many things as you can, so you can reach as many people as you can. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit your social media. Don't limit your outreach.
I think this is very interesting. The other thing I would like on a personal note is, I would love to be able to extend the opportunity. If you are maybe in school right now, you know, finishing up, maybe you're starting your senior year, or you're finishing up your, you know, your senior year of college, and you're thinking about what's next for me, or you're just starting in college, right? Finances are a mystery to a lot of us.
Absolutely.
I meet so many clients that are, you know, 30s and 40-year-olds that don't know the difference between a tax return and a W-2. And I know
yes.
you do in particular, because your mom is a HUD-certified housing counselor. So
yes.
You are kind of the exception. So being able to extend the opportunity for folks that maybe don't know where to start, mm-hmm. but are saying, hey, you know what? My 3-year plan is I would like to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I even start? Because it's like building a house. You got to start with the foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that foundation is, what documents are you going to need? How long do you need them? A lot of people coming out of school don't know that they need to keep their tax returns for 3 to 5 years. I always recommend 5. Mm-hmm. IRS recommends 3. But if you're using certain free software programs, they will not save them for you.
Right.
But there's others that will. So I always recommend go to the irs.gov website, because they have some that they recommend.
Yes.
I'm not going to give them a shout. I'm going to let you go to irs.gov. But those services are free. They're maybe not as well known, but they are free, and they will hold your documents, and you can save them down and things like that. So that when you're ready to buy a home, you've already kind of done the groundwork, right? You know what documents I'm going to need, you know how the credit's going to need to play out, all of these things, which when you're just starting out and you're 3 years down the road, you're not thinking about. So I want
right.
to extend that opportunity for y'all to, you know, get in touch with us. You'll find us again on all of our socials.
Absolutely.
And, you know, hey, start the process now. Or maybe you're finding yourself drowning in debt, like the reel that you just did.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing interest rates are on the rise. Those credit card interest rates have gone like from 11% to 15%. I just saw my very low interest rate credit card just really go up because they're a variable rate. And again, if you're starting to feel that credit crunch,
mm-hmm.
the instinct is to become a turtle and pull the shell over, or, you know, put your head in the sand like an ostrich. But really, you got to face it head on. And we've got the folks that'll help you. So that being said, Aslan, we just got a couple minutes left. How do they find us?
So you can find us on the best way to get in contact and to get involved with our programs is through our website. That's www.clinchpal.net. You can, of course, follow us on all of our social medias. That's, you know, ClinchPal, RCND, and ClinchPal on Facebook and Instagram. We are also on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. And you can also contact us at by just giving us a call. It's 865-828-5927.
And as always, you can reach me. I'm Stace at ClinchPal.net. For Lindy Turner, who is off this week, I'm Stace Cargi. We'll see you next week. I want to thank you again, Aslan. This is Dollars and Cents on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.